Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. This is a day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You're listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, November 28th, 2021. Now, I am Bishop Shalene Cook. I am the woman of God of this assembly, and on behalf of myself and my anointed staff and the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Minister Gladys Manning McGee, Minister Tina Jones, and also Apostle Zeta Flowers, we just all want to welcome you to this morning's service. And it is our fervent prayer that you will hear something on today that will give your spirit a praise, hallelujah, and that you will be truly blessed. So at this time, we are going to go to opening prayer with our very own Minister Gladys Manning McGee. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, everyone. I just want to lift us up in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We know that it was not the alarm clock that woke us up, but it was your internal alarm that woke us up this morning, Lord. We thank you this morning, Lord, that we're able to unite together and assemble under one sound, Father God, Lord, lifting you up and bringing forth the word this morning, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you anoint this radio station this morning, Lord. Lord, with no bleeps, no buzzing, Father God, Lord. Lord, that you are just anointed, Lord, and let your word go forth on this morning, Lord. We're praying for the ones, Lord, that are first time here, Father God, Lord, that they are here something, Lord, that will ignite their souls, Father God, Lord, to want to serve you, Father God, Lord. Lord, we just thanking you for this wonderful morning, Father God, that we can come together, Lord, under one sound, lifting you up, Father God, Lord. Praying, Lord,
yes, Lord,
that you will continue to anoint us, Father God, Lord. Anoint this service, Father God, Lord.
Yes,
Lord,
Jesus.
Allow it to go decent and in order, Father God, Lord. Lord, lifting you up, raising you up, Father God, Lord, and that someone will hear something, Lord, that will edify them, Father God, Lord, and give them the yearning in their heart, Lord.
Yes,
to seek
Lord.
You, Father God, Lord. Lord, we just thank you on this morning, Lord, asking that you continue to anoint all of the officials, Father God, anoint the person that's hearing, Father God, Lord, on today, Lord. We just thank you, lift you up, and praise your wonderful name on today. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we ask the beloved mother of our assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come, and she shares with us a prolific meditational reading from the devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. So won't you please give your undivided attention to Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell.
Good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you. Our message this morning, our meditational reading, is entitled How You Know You Will Inherit It. And we'll be looking at Psalms 89, verse 34. It's a short verse, but a powerful one. It says, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. Now that's the Lord talking to us. When God promises you something, do you take him at his word? Or do you, like Abraham, ask, Lord, how shall I know that I will inherit it? This verse, chapter 15 and 8. God did not reprimand Abraham for failing to take him at his word. That is how gracious God is to his people. He even came down to Abraham's level of faith and did something to assure Abraham that he would always keep his promises. He made a covenant with Abraham. Read Genesis 15, verses 9 through 17. God did not do it for his own benefit. God is a God of his word. He does not break his word, but he bound himself to a covenant because he knew that Abraham needed to know in his heart that God would do whatever he had promised him. Man finds it hard to just believe words, but when you buy a house, a contract is drawn up and signed by both parties, and lawyers are involved. You need a contract because you cannot trust the other person's word, and he cannot trust yours either. Likewise, we find it hard to take God at his word. So God made a covenant with us, not because he cannot be trusted, but because he knows that we find it hard to just believe what he says. God knows that man will wonder, what if God wakes up on the wrong side of his bed tomorrow and decides to fry me instead of bless me? But because God has made a new covenant with us, which is established by the blood of his son, we can, like Abraham, not waver through this unbelief regarding the promises of God, but be strengthened in our faith, being fully persuaded that God will do as he has promised. Look at Romans 4, verses 20 and 21. We have the assurance that God will not wake up one day and say, forget the new covenant. I want to remember your sins now and curse you instead of bless you. My friends, the new covenant blessings for you are guaranteed because God has bound himself to the covenant. And he is a covenant-keeping God who is willing and more than able to do everything he has promised you. Amen. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for today, because God has made a new covenant with us, established by the blood of his son, we can be fully persuaded that he has promised. Amen.
There's a praise that lives deep in my heart, and it says, Lord, I love you. I am blessed when I think of your goodness to me. It comforts me daily, but there are times in my life when things don't work out right, and my burdens are heavy, and there's no joy in sight. Put my eyes back on you, for you've always come through. And with this simple refrain, I will bless you, cause
Lord, you've been good to me. Whoa. Made the way I could not be.
Your love came in, lifted me.
And I won't
come
through.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been led to
by my tears. Oh Lord, you have been so good to me, more than this world could ever be.
I really wanna thank
you.
Lord, I won't complain.
Lift my hand, give you praise in the midst of each storm. Life's sorrows and heartaches rushing, I will remember. Let the words of my mouth leave no room for doubt, because down through the years you've been faithful. And when I think it all through, oh Lord, it's been you who's been there.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, hallelujah, for this Sunday, November 28th. Hallelujah. We just want to say good morning to all the clergy that is present. Hallelujah. The mighty prayer warriors and servants of God. We just want you to know that we love you. And it is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. Hallelujah. And this is a time when we come together as a family, hallelujah, lifting up our petitions, our supplications, and our intercessions unto the Lord. We come expecting God to move because he said in his holy word, if we abide in him and he abides in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. So right now, I'm going to ask that you bow your heart, hallelujah, as we prepare to go to God's throne of grace. Oh, Most High, we come singing praises to your holy, righteous, wonderful name. Lord, we are just gathered here today to say thank you, not just for what you do, Father God, but we thank you for who you are. Father God, we thank you for the blessed assurance of your promises. We thank you, Father God, that your word is true. And Lord, if you have said it, you meant it. So Lord, we just come praising you first and foremost for forgiveness of sin. Lord, we pray right now by the power of your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus that if we have said, done or thought anything that is unpleasing to you this morning, we just want you to know, Father, that it is not out of rebellion, but it is out of our humanity. So please, we repent right now. We ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit, because, Father God, we understand that we must come to you with clean hands. So, Lord, right now, we come before you just praising you and thanking you for bringing us safely through this week, for bringing us through to another Sunday morning where we can come out and worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord God, we thank you for being Jehovah Jireh and providing our every need according to your riches and glory throughout this week. Father God, we thank you for being Jehovah Nisi, our victory, in the face of adversity, in the times of trouble, in the storms, God, you are still covering us and keeping us. And Father God, we know that you are Jehovah Rapha, the healer. You are the great physician, Father God, that has the power to heal us in mind, body, and spirit. So today, Lord God, we pray that you would renew our minds by the power of your word. Refresh our souls, Lord, because you are the living water. Hallelujah. We just pray right now, Lord God, that you revitalize us, rejuvenate us, Father God, so that we can go out and do the work of the kingdom that you have called us to do. Now, Lord, we come standing in the gap for the sick and the shut in today. We know, Lord God, that you are walking right now through every hospital, through every hospice, Lord God, through every home where there is a sickness, God, we know that you are there. Just waiting on them to call on your holy name so that you can move. So, Lord, we're thanking you in advance for your holy healing. And, Lord God, we come standing in the gap for the homeless this morning, the disenfranchised, Lord, the disengaged, the depressed, the discouraged, Lord God. We are standing in the gap for them because we know that you are a lifter of our heads. We know, God, that with you all things are possible. And Lord God, you have declared and decreed, if we take our refuge in you, that we will lack nothing. So Lord, we come praying for those that have been affected through COVID, whether it be financially, whether it be physically, whether it be mentally. Lord God, we lift those up to you this morning because through it all, you have been blessing us. We lift up those children, Father God, to you. that are in abusive situations, that are in being exploitive situations, Lord. But we just don't pray for the children, God. We pray for the abusers. We are praying for the captors. We are praying for those that are using them, God. We pray that they would have a heart and a mind to come to you, God, and turn from their wicked ways.
Lord,
we're praying for the politicians and every form of government. Father God, we know that you sit high and you look low and nothing escapes your attention. Father God, we get it right sometimes and we get it wrong sometimes. But God, you're going to get it right all the time. You have the power to make it right all the time, Father God. Hallelujah.
I pray
for the restoration of accountability and responsibility, Father God. I pray for the restoration of holiness and righteousness, Father, because it is sealed in your holy word. Lord, I come this morning praying against every negative spirit. I pray against that spirit of pride that causes us to want our way instead of you having yours. I pray against that spirit of fear, Lord God, that causes us to operate within ourselves instead of leaning, trusting, and depending wholly on you. I pray, Lord God, that you would just, hallelujah, speak a word to all that was in you today, so that they might be convicted in mind, body, and spirit to praise and worship you all the more. Lord, we come this morning standing with our brothers and sisters all around this world. We want them to know that we are not just concerned about the people here in the United States, but we're concerned about them too. Their struggle is also our struggle.
Yeah.
We are one body in Christ. And if one suffers, we all suffer. When one rejoices, we all rejoice, Lord.
Yeah.
So I'm just praying for our brothers and sisters all around this world, places where the government is corrupt, places where atrocities are being visited upon the people, Lord. We pray that you be their protector, Lord. We pray that you, Lord God, would come down and shake the very foundation. And, Lord, I'm praying that there will be a revival of our prayer life so that we can pray effectively with power so that you can hear from heaven and heal this land, oh God. But while we're praying, Lord, help us to become all that you need us to be so that your glory will shine forth.
Lord,
help us to be all that you want us to be. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So that through our testimony, through our prayer, through our life, somebody else might get saved, Lord. We pray this morning for every servant leader, Lord, that opens their mouth and declares to be speaking a word from you. Let it be so. Lord, let the preachers not preach their agendas, their opinion, or their emotions, but let them preach your unadulterated word in a way that the people of God can apply it on the daily and live the abundant life right now, Father God. We've got to stop living, God, like we're not going to have an abundant life until we get to the kingdom. You said we should have an abundant life right now. Lord Jesus, I come praying for the naysayers. I come praying for those whose faith is wavering, God. We're praying as a people that they would allow you to restore their faith, oh God. We pray that they would allow us to be removed from their eyes so that they can see that even in all of this, Lord, you are still blessing us. You are still keeping us. You are still providing for us, oh God. Your word is still true. You have not changed from yesterday to today, and you're going to be the same forevermore.
So,
Lord, let us not lean into our own understanding, but let us trust and believe in your holy word. Let us not be bottled up with our own fear, Father God, but let us be bound by our faith. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, against the principality. Lord, we pray against Big Pharma. We pray against the health care systems, Lord, that will not treat everyone fairly and equally, Father God. We pray against that spirit of systematic racism, Father God. We pray, Lord God, that people will begin to treat one another as you have intended. Hallelujah. Let us treat one another as though we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that we are purposed by you, created by you. Hallelujah. And we are all loved by you, Father God.
Preach, Bishop.
We just pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we would just truly drop all the nonsense. Get on our faces before you, God, and ask you, what must I do to help the next man be saved? What can I do, Father God, to speak life? How can I help to encourage somebody? Lord, the time for sitting still is over. So today I pray that your people who are called by your name would truly humble themselves. And they turn from their wicked way. Let us constantly search ourselves. Let us constantly examine ourselves. Not the next man, God, but ourselves. To make sure that we are in a right standing with you. Because, Lord God, we can't give away that which we don't possess for ourselves. So, Lord, we come lifting up this world to you because it all belongs to you. Lord, we come lifting up the people to you, saved and unsaved, because they all belong to you. And we pray, Lord God, for our unsaved loved one, our unsaved co-workers. Hallelujah. We pray right now for our unsaved friends. We pray, Lord God, that they would come to them since their senses, Lord, and return to their first love, who is you, God.
Yes, Lord.
So that they might have the benefit of your love, your grace, mercy, joy, peace, hallelujah, discernment, and your spirit. Lord, we just come. We just come boldly but humbly, Lord, asking you to just continue to use every single person in this ministry for your purpose and glory. Lord, I come lifting up my beautiful sister, Evangelist Kathy. She is an anointed caregiver, Lord. So we just pray that you continue to strengthen her, oh God, in a mighty way. We pray that, Lord God, you provide her every need as it is needed, and we want it to be done with the quickness, Lord. Reward her for honoring her mother. Reward her, God, for her loving heart. Reward her, oh God, for being a peacekeeper and a joy dispenser. Lord, I just pray right now that you place my sister under your pinion.
Yes, Lord.
And protect her. And protect mother. And hallelujah. And keep them strong, Lord God. And in your provisional care. I pray for my sister, Minister Tina, this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes,
as she once again goes out to seek employment. Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will send her where you want her to go and nowhere else. We pray, Father God, that you would send a direct link to her, Lord God, that will allow her to do all that she needs to do for her family.
We thank you for it, Lord.
And we thank you in advance for the new assignment, Lord God. I come praying for my beautiful sister, Minister Gladys, Lord God, who has jumped up on the battlefield, Lord God, with power.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you for her loving heart, Mother Apostle Zeta. I thank you for her spirit of help.
Lord.
I thank you for her gifting of service. I thank you, Father God, for her heart set, because she only wants to please you. And Lord, I want to thank you for my beloved mother, who I stand in the gate and call blessed for everything of my life.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord God, that you continue to keep her and provide for her. I thank you, Father God, that no matter what is going on, I know that as long as I have placed my mother in your hands, everything is going to be all right.
Yes.
And dear Lord God, I want to come thanking you for my a woman who is my sister, but she's like a mother and a friend and my co-laborer, Apostle Zeta. Lord, bless the works of her hands.
Oh,
bless her
Lord.
Always, Lord. Bless her going down and coming in, Lord God. Provide her every need, oh God.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. Anoint her as she comes
yes.
forth with the holy word
Lord
today, oh
God.
Use your servanthood mightily tomorrow,
Lord.
God, in her prayer
yes.
conference. Lord, just continue
yes.
to use her because she only wants to be used by you and you alone.
Yes.
Lord,
yes.
we just thank
Lord.
You for these many blessings. And we just come now asking you,
right.
you, Lord, to just hear our petitions, our intercessions, and our supplications this morning. And we will be so
yes.
careful to give you the honor and the glory and the praise. In Jesus' holy
yes.
and righteous name, I do pray it all. Amen. And amen, and amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Thank you, Jesus. It is now time for this morning's message. And what can I say about the messenger? She is the founder and senior pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. She is a tireless prayer warrior in God's war room. She is a water walker and a fire starter for Jesus. She is my sister. She is my friend. She is my mentor. Please retrieve your Bibles, get something to write with and write on, and get ready to receive a feast from our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. Hallelujah. I just praise God this morning for his goodness and his mercy. Hallelujah. That, and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God.
Yes.
And so we can truly be thankful for that. I'm going to have a brief word of prayer before I get into the message that the Lord has given me. Praise God. Father God, I come to you this morning. I come to you humbly before you, knowing that you are the greatest, knowing that my total dependence is upon you. I thank you for all that you are, all that you do. And Holy Spirit, I am relying on you this morning, that I may speak what you would have me to speak, that it may go out and minister to someone, that it may help someone to be more grateful. Father God, you are everything, and I thank you for it. And I ask, Lord, that you would just bless your people, all those that are listening in this morning. Praise God. Those that have been a part of Spirit of Life broadcast and ministries, I pray, Lord, that you will open up our hearts in the name of Jesus, even the more, that we will all be more grateful toward you, knowing that our total dependence is upon you, that we can't do anything without you. So we thank you for that this morning. And I ask, Lord, that this will be a blessed, it has been a blessed service thus far. I'm praying that
Jesus,
it will be a blessed service to the end. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I have really been reflecting, and this message is, did not just come about because we have just celebrated Thanksgiving, our traditional holiday, which we, most of us, look forward to every year. But it's really because we should always have a heart of thanksgiving. We should be thankful every day, every day.
Yeah.
Praise God, because you have done so much for us.
Yeah.
Praise God. And I'm going to share just some of the things that we can be grateful for. We thank you, Lord, for salvation this morning. We thank you for healing our bodies. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for transforming us and continuing to do so. We thank you, Lord, for our material and our financial blessings. We thank you for our families and our friends, and we thank you for employment, and we thank you for our businesses. We thank you for your hand of protection that is always upon us. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust you. We thank you, Lord, that by faith we know that you can do anything but fail. We thank you that with you all things are possible. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that you can bring us out of any situation that we may find ourselves in or circumstances. We thank you that we can rely upon you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for so many, many things. And they are the things that we can be thankful for you, Lord, are just more than we could ever come up with, because you are constantly blessing us day by day.
Yes. Yes.
And we praise you for it this morning. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything that you do. We thank you, Lord, for healing us of diseases. We thank you for preventing us from catching them. We thank you. We thank you for so many things. We thank you for our life this morning. We thank you that we are yet alive. We thank you that we are in a position where we can praise you, where we can honor you, where we can just thank you and continue to lift you up because of who you are. You are greater than anyone, greater than anything. And you are so good that you have called us even to greatness.
Yes.
So we thank you for all of these things this morning. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. I'm going to read a scripture right now, and it's in Psalms, and it's the 95th Psalm. And I'm going to be reading a few of them as we go along this morning. Psalms 95, starting with verse 1. I'm going to read through the third verse. It says, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." Praise God. And the sixth verse says, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker." Praise God. "For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness." Praise God. May the Lord add a blessing to this reading in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's just amazing. Hallelujah. The God that we serve and all that he does for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just going to go through some of my notes here and talk about gratefulness. The theme today is having a heart of gratitude. Hallelujah. Which also means thanksgiving, means being thankful. Praise God. When one is grateful or thankful, having that gratitude counteracts negativity, envy, resentment, greed, selfishness. When we are grateful for what we have, praise God. Just 1 second, I'm going to read that over. Okay. When we are grateful for what we have less time to compare ourselves with others, such as the Joneses, even others in the church that we feel that might be more into the Word of God or have been in the church for a long time. We don't have time to spend thinking about all of these things when we are grateful. We're just grateful to God and for what he does for us and what he does through us. Hallelujah. It also helps us to recognize the good in others and not just take others for granted. It helps us to develop more of a sense of humility, which is so important, that we come humbly before God. Praise God. Having a sense of gratitude also helps us to want to do the right things. If we're grateful to God, we want to do the right things. Hallelujah. We want to do the things that are going to please him.
Yes.
When we know to do good and we don't, then it's a sin. Praise God. So we need to find ourselves being thankful. Hallelujah. Some of the biggest barriers to being grateful is pride. And this pride is something, is someone's inability to admit that they are dependent on anyone or anything, even God. Some people have the attitude is, I've got this, you know, I can handle this, I can do this. And they have an attitude of not wanting to be like the Lord has called us to be. It's to be, is to work with one another in the building of his kingdom. Praise God. So everybody in God's kingdom is important. Hallelujah. We all have a work to do, but we do it together. Praise God. And that, and even doing that, we show more gratefulness to God because this is the way he wants it done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God has made us interdependent. We need each other, even to survive, whether we know it or not. We all need each other. Praise God. There's not one of us that can handle life alone. Hallelujah. There are times that we give, and there are times that we receive. Hallelujah. Having a grateful attitude will make you happy. Praise God. When we can do something for someone else, praise God, whether they are in the body of Christ or not, hallelujah, it gives us a feeling of gratefulness. Gratefulness to God because he has allowed us to be able, couldn't do it on our own. We couldn't do it without him. Praise God. So even having a grateful attitude will make you happy, cause you to be happy. Hallelujah. Serving others is a way to show our gratitude to God because, you know, he could do it without us, but he chose us. Mm-hmm. He chose us to work together. Hallelujah. And get the work done. Praise God. Because when he went away to be with the Father, he said he was leaving it to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, you will do greater works than I.
Than I.
Because
yes.
I want to be with the Father. Hallelujah.
Preach, love.
Thank
Preach.
You, Jesus.
Yes.
So we're going to do these greater works. Hallelujah. And we're going to have a heart of gratitude in doing it.
Yes.
Because we want to please the Father. That was Jesus's greatest desire, was to please
yes.
his Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When it came down to the time that Jesus was to lay down his life, hallelujah, for us and die, he went to the Father. but he did tell his Father, if it be thy will, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he wanted to please him just that much. And we ourselves need to have that desire to want to please God. Hallelujah. In everything that we do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Trusting him, knowing that he's going to help us to get it done. Praise
yes.
God. So, I want to talk a little bit about being thankful. I had been thinking about different ones that in the Bible that were grateful to God. Some were ungrateful, but there were some that were very grateful to God. Hallelujah. They carried out his will. They did just what he told them to do. They had an act of obedience. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oftentimes we will pray and ask God for certain things and our desires to be met. And then when all our needs and our desires are met, oftentimes people will forget to come back and thank God.
Mm-hmm.
One of the illustrations in the Bible I wanted to reflect on is in Luke 17, when it talks about the 10 lepers that were healed by Jesus. There were 10 of them at that particular time. And only one came back and thanked Jesus. Praise God. Well, that's the way it is oftentimes among us, that we're not thankful enough. You know, we don't show forth our gratitude like we should. Praise God. But praise God for the one leper that did come back. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
First Thessalonians 5:18 tells us to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. No matter what's going on, if we're just grateful enough to God, hallelujah, we can still carry out and do God's plan no matter what our circumstances are, no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're faced with. Hallelujah. We can do it. Praise God. If we have to go to God in prayer and say, Lord, help me to get it done. Hallelujah. We can do it no matter what's happening around us. Thank you, Jesus. If you can just imagine the worst thing that could happen. Hallelujah. And one thing we all have been faced with was the pandemic. And we all have suffered some way or another through it. But if we have the gratitude for God, hallelujah, and know that no matter what, he's with us. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. We can still accomplish all the things that he has called us to do.
Amen.
We can do it. Praise God.
Yes.
Because he is our helper. He is our guide. He is our everything. He's the one that called us. He knows our innermost feelings. He knows what we go through. He knows when we're grieving. He knows when we're hurting. Praise God. He knows that when he knows us even when we're fearful. Hallelujah. But he will come, hallelujah, and rescue us and help us. Hallelujah. And then he will help us do the things that he has called us to do, the assignments that he has given us. We can carry them out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Being grateful, let's see, I think I shared this already. Our hearts should be overflowing with gratitude. Praise God. And we can express to others how grateful we are. Hallelujah. Just by sharing our testimonies and letting others know how grateful we are for the things that God has brought us through, for the things that God has helped us through and helped us to manage, still manage the things that we have to handle on a daily
yes.
basis. Praise God.
Oh,
because things can come upon us so heavy that it just seems like it's impossible to still carry out the things that we have to do on a daily
yeah.
basis. But we can, because we have someone on the inside of us that's greater. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Greater than anything else. Praise God. And so he will help us. He will come to us. Praise God. I know my daughter has been in the hospital, just for an example, and I know we all have been faced with our loved ones in the hospital, and different kinds of situations come upon us, and sometimes these things are unexpected,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes they come
mm-hmm.
suddenly. Praise God. But God also comes suddenly to help us through them. Praise God. When my daughter was in the hospital, I went to San Diego and went to my niece's wedding that I had promised that I would be at. Praise God. I didn't know what was coming. Praise God. But when it happened, to just seek God and what he would have me to do, praise God. And I came back and we had this service at this church just last Saturday. And I was saying, oh, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can really do all of that. but the Lord did it. Hallelujah. Through myself and through others. Hallelujah. And we had a successful service, a successful meeting. God was with us. He had never left us. In fact, we had more people that came out than we expected even. But God is the one that sees us through every situation that we have to face. And he's the one that helps us through it. Hallelujah. So that is why we have or should have a heart of gratitude, because we can always depend on him. He's always here, always with us. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Psalms 105, verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name." There are times that we just need to stop. Stop in our tracks and call upon his name and seek his face and ask him, what should I do? How should I do it? Direct my steps. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I want my steps to be directed from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because if I don't, the Bible says, lets me know that I'll be unstable in all my ways if I don't seek his direction, if I don't walk in his direction. So I want to walk in his direction. I don't want to be unstable. I want to be stable in all my ways and in everything that he's directing me to do. Hallelujah. David was one that was constantly telling God how thankful he was. As we know, when we get into reading the Psalms, we know, hallelujah, David was so grateful. He was so grateful. He was always praising God. He was a worshiper. He worshiped God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God called him a man after God's own heart.
Yes.
David's heart was in the right place. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He became king. Hallelujah. Because of his heart for God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
I read Psalms 95. I would like to read Psalm 107, verse 21, I believe it is. Psalms 107, verse 21. It says, "Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And verse 22 says, "And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Because the works of God are always great. Hallelujah. And so therefore we can rejoice in the things that he has done. Praise God. Now let's go over to Philippians 4th chapter. Philippians 4 verses 6 and 7. It says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus."
Yes.
"Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these." Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to read the 9th verse too. It says, "Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you." And we know this is Paul speaking here. Praise God. So, you know, we have learned, we have received, we have heard, and we have seen. Hallelujah. Praise God. so we can reflect and think on these things when we're going through. Hallelujah. When we don't think we can get a praise up. Hallelujah. When we don't think we can get a prayer out. Hallelujah. We can focus and think on these things. Hallelujah. Yeah. And that will bless you. That will help you to get through it. Amen. Amen. Now I'm going to go to Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Praise God. Let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20. Ephesians 5 and 20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. If there be any fear among us, let it be that we have fear of God, because if we can fear God, the Bible tells us that's the beginning of wisdom. Praise God. We don't need to fear anything else. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is near. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Checking my time. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Just a little bit more here to share with you. There's a few points that I wanted to make before I close out. Anyway, I wanted to mention some words in particular that we used in our service recently. There were different speakers for these. Availability was one. And I just want to share these because these words all tie in with gratitude. And that's accountability. We want to be accountable to God. We want to be flexible. We want to be humble. We want to be available. And we want to walk in integrity with God. And if we have a heart of gratitude, these are some of the things that's going to come out of that. Because if we have a heart of gratitude, that means that we are thankful to God, praise God, that we are honoring him, praise God, that we're worshiping him, that we have put him higher than anything else. We have put him first in our lives. And so, therefore, it's going to cause us having the gratitude for God as well as others, because even when others do things for us, we know where it comes from, but we also should have a heart of gratitude and be thankful to them as well.
Yes.
On yesterday, there were two sisters that really helped me out. I know one of them is on the broadcast right now, praise God, but I needed help. I was going to buy my daughter, my daughter's coming home, I was going to buy my daughter a bed, a new bed. Praise God that I had set out to go buy a bed. And then yesterday, because of Minister Gladys, I found out I could go somewhere else and pay half of what I was going to pay. Praise God. And then Sister Marcia took me. Praise God, to the place. So, you know, God is just so good. Hallelujah. And when we have that heart of gratitude, you know, it's going to show up. Others are going to be grateful toward us. We're going to be grateful toward others. And we will always be grateful to God. Hallelujah. We have that spirit of gratitude. Hallelujah. Yes. Down on the inside. Hallelujah. And then we can realize who really gave it to us. We didn't acquire it on our own, but he gave it to us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
You.
He was so grateful to the Father for giving him us, hallelujah, that he came down. He came down, hallelujah, left his heavenly place and came down to us, hallelujah. That's how grateful he was. So we need to be grateful to God, hallelujah,
yeah,
because he was grateful toward us, and he still is, and he continues mm-hmm. to be, hallelujah, and he always will be. So in the body of Christ, hallelujah, we can serve one another. Hallelujah. We can entreat one another. We can help one another. We can pray for one another. Hallelujah. We can honor one another. Hallelujah. Not in the way we honor God, because he's higher than any other. Praise God.
Yes.
And we must remember that. Hallelujah. But we can respect and honor one another. Hallelujah, in the body of Christ. We can let someone know, I love you. I want to help you. I'm here for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I can show you a better way. Hallelujah. You know, and then we are givers. Because we have the spirit of gratitude, we are givers also. We can give. Hallelujah. Not think about it. Because Jesus has given so much to us,
mm-hmm.
his life. Hallelujah. He gave us what we could never pay back. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He paid the price that we owed. Hallelujah. So let us all show more gratefulness. We're approaching December. We're approaching the new year. Let us go into this new year. Hallelujah. In the spirit of gratitude. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For our God and for others.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And may God be the glory. For
hallelujah.
All the
glory
that
to
he
God.
Has done.
Yes. Thank you,
there.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to turn the service now back over to Bishop Shirlene Cook.
Hallelujah. We have heard
Amen.
A word on this morning. Glory to God. Now, you have heard the word. And this next young lady that I'm going to introduce to you, one of her most profound sayings is that once you have heard the word, you are now responsible for living it. So
Amen.
Today, if you want to show God your gratitude and you don't know him in the pardon of your sin, listen to the instructions of my dear sister, Evangelist Kathy Horton, and govern yourselves accordingly. Amen.
Praise God, saints, and God bless you all. Speaking of gratitude and being thankful, I'm going to obey what I heard. And I want to thank Bishop Cook for praying for me. Let me share something with you real quick. You know, God does things excellently. God works in excellence. When you obey God, you're working and walking in God's excellence. Bishop and Apostle Zeta, you walked in God's
thank
excellence
you.
Today. Glory to God.
It oh, hallelujah.
So much. And I'm going to do
hallelujah.
What you just said, Duke. Apostle, I'm going to notice to you and thank you for it, for those words, and thank you for praying for me, Bishop,
thanks.
Because I needed it.
God thanks. Bless you, ma'am.
The heart of gratitude and thankful, I have it right now because it blessed me and I needed it. And like
thanks.
She said, when you hear the word, like she just told us to do, walk and obey, okay? Because from this point on, that's so true, I do say that. You heard it, it's true, now obey it, because now you're responsible. You're no longer children, okay? Or you're growing as children do. You're still responsible for obeying it. It blessed me. It blessed me. Now, those of you who are listening and want to walk in God's excellence, this is what you first do. You must receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says, if you believe and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, my God, you become his child. Every parent knows their child's voice. It could be 10, 15 kids out there, but you know your child's voice.
Yes.
When you become a child of God,
yes.
He knows
Hallelujah.
Your voice. Glory to God. He knows your voice. He said, my sheep follow me and follow no other. Glory to God. So, my dears, is what you're doing not working for you? I recommend Jesus. You tried everything else. It didn't work, and it's still not working. There's a more excellent way, hallelujah, getting things done. And walking in that, hallelujah, you become grateful because you realize this is a more excellent way. So right now, those of you who are listening and that have not made Jesus your Lord, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me all my sins, for I know you have sent your son to die for me for my sins, that I may walk according to your word and your purpose. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, and he's shedding his blood that I may have eternal life with you, that I may have right now abundant life right here on earth. Thank you. Thank you. Father,
thank
in the name of Jesus, thank you and forgive me.
Thank you, Lord.
And now I am your child, and I'm going to try to walk accordingly. Give me strength.
Yes.
Give me understanding.
Yes.
Help me to obey you in Jesus' name. Now, if you can say those things, hallelujah, glory to God, welcome to the family. Welcome to the family, because now you're a part of the family, and you're my sister and my brother, whoever you are, wherever you are. Glory to God.
Yes.
And the word says one more thing. The angels rejoice in heaven that you've made Jesus your Lord. God bless you.
Amen.
Get into the word and walk accordingly.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Every time I hear this phenomenal woman speak, I go to church all over again. Hallelujah. This is what I am right now. I'm grateful to God that I know for myself that every round goes higher and higher. Now, if you are sitting in our studio for our sanctuary for the first time this morning, and you would like to have a word of praise, hallelujah, if you would press your one on your keypad, I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. If you are in our chat rooms and you gave your life to Christ and you would just like to come on in and say, thank you, Jesus, you can come out of the chat room and call 714-364-4337. And in the meantime and in between time, I'm going to ask Minister Tina Brown to come in with a praise so you'll know just how to do that. Amen. Minister Tina?
Amen, amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much for the beautiful message today, Apostle Zeta.
Yeah.
Walking in gratitude is not as easy as people think it is, but waking up every day and giving God the thanks and the glory for every day that he's given us to be grateful and thankful for all that he does for us in our everyday lives, and showing gratitude to people that we know and love and people that we don't even know, just by maybe saying a simple hello or good morning when you see somebody, showing gratefulness of our walk with Christ and how we are so blessed to know him. Thank you so much.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I don't see anyone's press, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to add, we have had a beautiful service, and I just want to thank you, Apostle Zeta, because you are faithful. You always bring it to the glory of God, and I just want you to know that I, for one, was truly blessed on this morning. So at this time, we're going to ask Mother Mitchell to come and read us our benediction, and I will dismiss you.
Amen. I sorely enjoyed the message.
Amen.
I did. Finally, brethren, farewell. This is the Lord talking to his disciples. Be perfect. Be of good comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Amen.
Amen. You have been listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, where our anointed speaker was Apostle Zeta Flowers. We invite you to join her once again on tomorrow night at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the Push
prayer conference. That's pray until something happens. If you missed last week, you surely missed a blessing. But we invite you to come on out and stand with the prayer warriors and pray with us on tomorrow night at 6, 8, and 9 p.m. Right here on the Spirit Alive Network. Now, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our house to your household, if we don't see you again, we will see you in the rapture. So happy holidays. God bless you. Go in peace. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. Amen, saints. You're
Amen.
Awesome. God bless you.
Amen.
Beautiful.
We love you.
God Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Love
you
all.
Hallelujah. Love you, Evangelist Kathy, so
love
much.
You. Love you too, my dear.
Yeah.
All of you. I love you. Be blessed.
Love you. Be blessed.
Bye-bye. Love you, Bishop.